Guru's Monday morning quarterback in Pat.
Wow.
I can hear that. I can tell. But it's a good old Guru, so sometimes we let it slide. But I do got to say, Gu, you say that pressure makes pipes burst. What else do they make? What else does pressure make?
Diamonds.
That's right. And if he didn't give that up, you would be completely the other way, saying, we have a diamond in Duval and this and that.
Yeah. So you still do.
Presented itself. Okay. The game before, he said the whole, I'm ready, Poppy. It got everyone jacked up. I mean, you want to go back to McGee when that all is playing in a series? I you know I love you, man.
And I love you, too. Listen, real quick, before you hang up, let me just talk to him, Stoddy. We've been here almost 2 hours, and I just played this card. And the card was just a question. I know it's just a question. And let's go back to the Gavin Lux meme. He actually, technically, we've all established – he hit that ball off Duval. That was a homer. So did we get caught up in, the wind knocked it down?
Guru.
Was that a warning?
Guru,
Guru.
You're going to thanks, Pap. Hey, we'll see you over Thanksgiving, buddy. You're going to bring up.
Thanksgiving?
He's coming back. By the way, that was our old board op.
Pappas?
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Tell me when we're talking.
I said Pappas from Austin.
There's only one Pappas. We talk all the time. I didn't know. But anyway, I missed a moment with my dude.
Yeah, anyways, coming back in, around Thanksgiving weekend.
And I was going to see the Raider. Anyway, go ahead, man.
Okay. I forget what I was going to say.
I said.
Oh, right.
Don't act like I came in here saying this is why they lost. Come on,
Guru's
guys.
Guru's saying. He gave up that long fly to Lux. What you failed to mention is he got a two-inning save. Duvall got a save, a two-inning save during that game. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony's back. What's up, Tony? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, my guys? I'm back.
There
man.
You go.
I'm back on a clear line. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the fans that was at the park last night because they straight brought the ruckus. Every two strikes, no matter how many outs, batters counts. I mean, I haven't stood up and seen everybody else in the stadium stand up a whole game until that game five, man. It was live. And it was, impressive, man. And let me let you know, they felt it, man. They felt it. You know what I'm saying? And that was feeding into our diamond in the rough Webb. Mm. Now we know we have an ace. Logan Webb, man, that kid pitched his heart out. But the only thing is, we only had one ace in the series, really.
Right.
And that kind of took us for a turn. Kind of hurt us later. Dodgers had Scherzer. They could call him Bueller. Mm. But, it was basically Webb. But he just ain't no Mad Bum. But he's up and coming, and I love
him. No doubt.
And the reason why we lost this series is because we couldn't get the one hit. Mm. We had so many rallies started, first and second innings. But we just couldn't get the hit, the single.
Damn.
Like Guru says, the average. And we got guys on our team that can do that. Posey. But I think the real reason why we lost, I hate to say, we're injured and that, but Belt, man.
Right.
Not having Belt, another everyday starter. Because like you said, Guru.
That's true.
Only the everyday starters had only like 20 at bat.
Thanks, Tony.
He gets going.
Yeah, Belt, they could have used Belt, obviously.
Man.
And the Dodgers probably could have used Muncy.
But forget that. Forget the Dodgers and Muncy. This
Why?
Team could have used Belt. This lineup, things change.
Belt was hurt a lot during the season, too. And they won in his absence a lot of times. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you right now. I cannot believe you're questioning Duvall. When everybody knew he was going to be the closer in the postseason.
I'm not questioning the young kid.
What do you do?
You think you could have been tired?
He's 24.
It ain't about age; it's arms. That was odd. And
what was
I do
odd?
Think about when he hit
what?
Turner.
Whoa! What was odd?
When he hit Turner, and then the fact that Posey didn't call the 102. Did he have it? Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't know. I didn't come in here at 12 and say this is but this is what you do on days like this. You have your exit meetings, and if I'm McGee, I'm like, Coach, Skip, when did I lose it? When did you lose what? the job.
Remember? Told you about a week before the postseason. Remember? I said close. You weren't very good the last month of the season. And Doval's got a live arm. Renee's in Phoenix. What's up, Renee?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
talk to us. You guys on Odyssey, man. Shout out to Odyssey for keeping me tuned in.
Cut that, Spino. Thank you.
Quick comment, man. What do you guys think about Cueto being left off the roster? Because this Gofani, I think he shot us in the foot that one game. And then also, who can we pick up in this offseason? I heard you guys talking about Marte. But, man, when would we had a big bat in the lineup, I think the last one we had was Barry Bonds, man. I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, Chris Bryant's a former MVP. So he fits the mold and build of all that. And you guys were talking about Marte. And, Steiner, you're right. They got cash. Farhan could go spin. But now that the Dodgers are in your division, basically they're in your way. I don't think, and I'm not saying they're cutting corners. I think you could go spin now, and it would be spending wisely because you do want to be that threat. And I got to say this. What happened to Gausman and DeSclafani? They were ahead of Webb for much of this season. You know,
Gausman should have started?
No, not at all.
And he probably would have gotten him seven
shutouts. I thought they had three aces. Early on, it seemed like they had three before Webb. You know what I mean? He was Gausman, DeSclafani.
Well, Gausman wasn't the same the second half.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and I get that. Well, no blame, but it's like, damn, I thought they had three arms.
As for Cueto and DeSclafani, I can only tell you what Kapler said was that spot he needed a pitcher who could go a fair amount of innings. Mm. And he didn't think Cueto was, quote unquote, stretched out enough after his injury. Like, Cueto couldn't have gone and given him four innings, he didn't think. So
makes sense,
but
Webb needs help. That's all. You think Gausman comes back?
It's a good question. 888-957-9570. All right, you know what? Let's open up the second guessing can of worms. Is there anything in last night's game that you thought was bungled? Because I don't think there was anything bungled all series, really.
And I don't think bringing up the question is me saying it was is just a thought.
Right, but
there was a bullet left in Kapler's chain.
You realize Duvall was on 2 days rest, too.
And he had to get sick.
But see, this is what you're doing. This is not just bringing up the question. You're doing more than that. How did that work out? Like, he made the wrong decision. Sometimes you make decisions and they don't work. It doesn't mean it's the wrong decision.
I lived my life. I know what you mean.
G-Money, San Jose. What's going on, G-Money?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
I love you, Guru, But look, man, Duvall over McGee any day of the dang week. Come on. You see what he did last game. He is unreliable. He came in for one inning, gave up two earned runs. Yeah. You can't have that. Look at these pitchers outside of the DeSclafani game. Even Gausman, these pitchers pitched well enough to win this game. You cannot win games if you can't hit the ball. The problem is we had LaStella rolling, we had Posey at certain times, and we had Bryant killing stuff. But when you get to the bottom half of our lineup, you got rally killers like Yaz and Longo, and they keep going to them the whole series. Those guys are good for a pop out or a strikeout, and that's been happening. And so, you know what? We need to do something about that. I don't know why they didn't give Estrada a chance. He was looking good all season. His confidence was up. Mm. He has a good glove. He plays well in the field. You know, Farhan is going to have a lot of decisions to make. We're on the hook for Longo for 2 years, $39 million. That's an ugly contract. I don't like it. We need to lock Bryant up for sure. He fits well with our team. Hopefully, Marco Luciano and Helio Ramos will be ready. I think there might be maybe one year out. You know, Luciano looks good. He's the fifth out of all the prospects in the MLB. But, you know, Longoria and Yaz, you know, they really hurt us really bad.
Yeah, they did.
We won three World Series by playing small ball. Sometimes you got to throw the Excel spreadsheet to the side and actually play, you know what I mean, like a bogus game.
I got you, G-Money. I got you. Kapler did more of that this year, doing the gut thing, managing by the gut thing.
Yeah, because I don't have him as the they just hand it to him. He goes with the feel too, just like you said, the gut.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants, they get beat last night, 2-1 by the Dodgers. Dodgers now advance. I'll tell you what's a joke, that Atlanta has the home field.
Just
it's a joke.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a joke.
So now so you're ready to get...
It doesn't make sense either. Sorry, not to cut you off. Not to cut you off. But if the Dodgers make the World Series, then they have home field advantage over the division winner... That Astros, like, just, if they made it. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
Just reseed. Fix yourself, MLB. And you know what? I got to say it for the last time. Because Monday, it's hoops and Niners. It's always Giants. Imagine if there were two more games of this series. Tell me you didn't think about that coming in.
Okay, the Giants would have lost in 7.
You don't
Then they would have lost in 9.
No, it would have been more theater.
Well, yeah, but the movie would have been the same. The ending would have been the same.
There would have been more action. And we don't know if the ending would have been the same.
Of course we don't. Because it's a hypothetical that doesn't need to be spoken about. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean,
this series was stained and can never be one of the greatest series baseball history because it was limited to only 5 games.
That's incorrect.
And it's a stupid reason.
No.
It is.
More is not always better. More is not always better. In fact, the sense of urgency, I don't know if you can create that in a 7-game series like you can in a 5-game series. It's a great series. Just a great series.
And it should have been prolonged. It would be 3-2 now. We'd be talking about game
over.
6.
Sorry. But
you're not a baseball historian. You don't care.
You want to...
Like game 5?
You want to have a little trivia? You want to have a little baseball trivia?
I didn't say that.
Exactly.
Well, let's go.
Don't come down my road on baseball history.
Don't. No, I'm not saying.
Cry babies. Oh, 107 wins. Don't get me. Like, I'm not doing that unless you start doing the crap that you look like you're starting to pull right now.
I'm just keeping it real. I didn't say they lost because of McGee. It's a thought.
How about this? 203. Shorter series benefited the Giants.
How do you know that?
Because they didn't have as much pitching as the Dodgers. The Giants really only had 2 starters by the end of the year.
Gosman could have won. If game 6, Gosman would have been ready to go.
Okay. All right. Just say it. They choked. That's what you want to say, right?
No, it's not. I'm not going to say.
Well, what do you mean? They didn't hit with runners in scoring position.
They got dealt a bad hand.
Kapler picked the wrong guy.
By playing the team they had no business playing, winning 107 games. That's stupid. And you hurt your own sport by being in an anticlimactic because you're playing. They should be playing now.
Okay, they should be playing now.
And it should be 7 games. It's nothing. I'm not the only one, Steiny.
No, but you're the only one crying about it now. You cry about it before the series. Come on, Goo.
But Giants
fans
are more.
Giants fans
over.
Are stronger than that. Like Giants fans, they don't go there. They don't go there with only a 7-game series.
But you don't think about that.
No, they don't, because it's a 5-game series until it's not.
This will be the last of it.
We'll see.
It'll be fixed.
I actually like shorter series. To tell you the truth, in basketball too, I love the 5-game series in the NBA.
Why?
Because there's more of a sense of urgency.
But then
7-game series, you lose the first game, everyone's like, nobody cares. You know, all kinds of time. The Dodgers, they could easily lose game 1 to the Braves. Is it going to matter? Probably not. All right, what am I doing here? 888-957-9570 is the number. Jump in, join the conversation. Giants lose a heartbreaker last night. Hey, not sure if you have COVID. Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Stay safe and learn more at Exergen.com.